92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Over the last few years, I've mentioned how various countries have been experimenting with the four-day work week, which is something I don't think we will ever implement here in America because the corporate suits already think we don't work hard enough for our tiny paychecks that barely cover our bills each month, and they constantly want more, right? Anyway, back in 2019, Iceland became the first country in the world to adopt the four-day work week, and it wasn't done through any general laws passed by the government. It was adopted through agreements allowing workers to negotiate shorter work weeks and reduced hours. So it's nearly 6 years later. How's it going, considering that people assumed there would be reduced productivity? Well, it's actually going quite well. Today, almost 90% of Icelandic workers have a reduced work week of 36 hours with no loss of pay, and a new study that was just done shows productivity has remained stable, even increased in some business categories. How did that happen? Well, the reduction in stress, combined with a better work-life balance, has had a significant positive impact on employee well-being. And as a byproduct, it's also promoted greater gender equality, as a large number of men have become more involved with caring for and raising their kids. That's a great thing. The people in the study all said they have a much better quality of life these days, so the four-day work week has been a very positive thing in Iceland, while other countries are still testing it out, including Germany, Portugal, Spain, and the UK. Like I said, we're never going to see a four-day work week here.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPN.